We are studying from Kabbalah for the student preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 586, item 40. You can get into our site, Kabbalah.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the student, page 586, item 40, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. And there is another difference between the lower and the upper. Each low one emerges with a different level than in the five bechinot in the masach. Also, each low one lacks the highest bechina of the lights of the upper one and the lowest bechina of the kelim of the upper one. The reason is that it is the nature of the bitush of Or Makif in the Masach to exclude the last bechina of its aviut. For example, in the first Patsuf De'ak, whose Masach contains all five levels of aviut, coarseness, down to Bechina Daled, the fourth Bechina, the Bitush of Or Makif, surrounding light, in the Masach de Guf, completely purifies the Oviut, coarseness of Bechina Daled, the fourth Bechina, not leaving even a Reshimo of that Aviut. And only the Reshimot from the Aviut of Bechina Gimel, the third Bechina, and above remained in the Masach. Hence, when that Masach is included in the Rosh and receives a Zivug de Haka'ah on the Aviut that remained in its Reshimot from the Guf, the Zivug emerges only on Bechina Gimel, the third Bechina of the coarseness in the Masach. This is because the Reshimot, the Aviut of Bechina Daled, the fourth Bechina, is gone from there. Therefore, the level that emerges on that Masach is only at the level of Chochma, called Havaya de Ab de Ak, or Partsuf Ab de Ak. We have already learned in that the level of Chochma that emerges on the Masach of Bechina Gimel, the third Bechina, lacks the Malchut de Kelim and the discernments of the light of Yechida from the lights, which is the light of Keter. Thus, Partsuf Ab lacks the last discernment of the Kelim of the upper one and the highest discernment of the lights of the upper one. And because of this great disparity of form, the lower one is considered a separate patsuf from the upper one.
We learn that in the beginning we had zivug daka, a calculation in the rosh of the Partsuf, from the Peh, which is the place of the Masach, and downward, in the Toch, the all, the inner light expands, and on the levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, Ner and Chai, the inner light, Or Pnimi, inner light. The Reshimo of Dalet Dalet, Galgalta. Then, when the light reaches the end of the place that can receive, which is called Tabul, there is a Bitush between the inner light and the surrounding light. This is surrounding light, Or Makif, that cannot be received in the Partsuf. And this is opening me, inner light. And then the Partsuf starts purifying. It starts losing the Masach. The Aviyut in the Masach. If this was Dalet Dalet, so now it loses the Masach as Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, and Shosh. Of Dalet. And what is remained in it is Dalet of Itlapshut, of clothing, and Gimel of Aviyut, of the coarseness. Is that clear? What, Koko, what are you looking at me like that? The text isn't clear. Okay. Well, you didn't listen? You agree with me, right? Just not with Bala Sulam. Okay. Is this clear? Yes. So ask.
It's not clear what the lower one has from the upper one. If he says that every lower one is lacking the upper bechina of the lights of the upper one and the lower bechina of the kelim of the upper one, so what does he have?
The lower bechina of the vessels of the upper one, meaning we're lacking daled of aviyut, and if we're lacking daled of aviyut, so we're also lacking the light of Yechida. Is that clear?
It's not clear, because then what does the lower one has from the upper one if both the lights and the kelim are missing? So what does he have?
I don't understand you completely, sorry. If I have a partzuf that is big, and I have a partzuf that is smaller, what's lacking in the lower one compared to the upper one? It's lacking aviyut, and it's lacking light, the fulfillment.
No.
Well,
the smaller partzuf comes out from the bigger partzuf.
Yes.
So when it comes out with something or with anything, with nothing.
The upper partzuf gives birth to the lower partzuf and fulfills it and makes it, builds it. Yes. We studied yesterday that after we have Galgalta, right, which is purified, after that she builds the Ab. The inner Ab, which expands in the Galgalta, it's the inner Ab. This is its Rosh, this is the Guf. From Peh till Tabur, this is Galgalta. Then Ab comes, the inner Ab. The inner Ab of Galgalta, which is Chokhmah of Keter. That I need to make inside of me some kind of like demonstration. What am I planning? What am I about to do? And the Rishimot of Galgalta is Dalet Dalet, and the Rishimot of the inner Ab is Dalet Gimel of Dalet. That's Chochmah of Keter. And through that, that it's planning the Chochmah of Keter, and it's inside of it. It's in the Galgalta, that's where it is, the Chochmah of Keter. So now he does another Zivug Daka on Dalet Gimel, on the outer Dalet Gimel, the outer Dalet Gimel. A zivug, and then through that he gives birth exactly as he gave birth to the inner Ab, he gives birth to the outer Ab in Rosh Toch Sof. And that's how it is in every partzuf. It builds inside of it the inner partzuf and then an outer partzuf. Otherwise he won't know what to do. It's the laws of the situation between lights and vessels. What do I know how to do? All I know is to do an action of bestowal with my vessels. What vessels do I have? I had Galgalta. It was purified. When it purified, what do I have left of this? I have an understanding, a weakness, and a reshimo of Galgalta, which is Ab of Galgalta. That's what's left. A degree less than Galgalta, that after the Galgalta that's purified is remains, is Ab of Galgalta. And then Galgalta does Zivugavaka and builds the Partsuf Ab. And with that she understands that she can, in that Partsuf, to bestow to the Creator, to add bestow. And then she builds the outer Ab. Meaning Galgalta that makes the inner, brings the inner light, she takes the outer Rishimo of Gimel with Dalet of the clothing of the light from her inner Ab, and in that way she can build the Partsuf of Ab. And Partsuf Ab becomes more complex, it becomes better, that it has light of Keter that was in the inner Ab, and its vessels are the vessels of the outer Ab, Gimel of Malchut of Ein Sof, and not Dalet. It's a special complexity. That's why it discovers lights and different qualities in Galgalta, more complex. And when the inner Ab comes out of Galgalta, there's an addition. Instead of the light of Nefesh, there's the light of Ruach, of that same Nefesh. But when the outer Ab comes out, it draws the lights from Ein Sof through Galgalta and the inner Ab. And then there's an addition of light, Nefesh and Ruach, in Galgalta. All of the Partsufim, when they come out, Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon, they also all remain in the upper Partsufim. Otherwise, how can the light go from one place to the other? So, what are you asking about?
So I'm asking about the work of the lower one towards the upper one. The moment the upper one gives birth to it, it gives birth to it in a complete state. But it is as if he has nothing. The lower one has nothing. He doesn't have the lights and the kelim of the upper one. So what does he do now?
You're asking this. Since when is the lower one that exists, and the upper one gave birth to it, and now it's starting on its own to do something?
Yeah, he has to realize what the upper one had inserted into him.
As it has a lower one that demands from it. Otherwise, it does everything in according to its own desire that's revealed. I was born, I exist, I'm here, good. They made me, they built me, they put me in some society, they're demanding me do this, do that. I'm learning from TV, from the media, what I'm supposed to do, what I should get in my life. I'm like everybody in this world. Suddenly, some deficiency shows up from my children. So now, I have to implement that. That's already a deficiency. That on one hand, I gave birth to them. On the other hand, they come to me and they bring me their new desire. And only on that desire that I work on, I can really say that I'm doing something, that I'm developing. That's why it's called that they build it.
Sons.
the sons that they build me.
So let's say when a lower patsuf takes her off its lower patsuf, then what the upper one had inserted to him is realized in him.
If you don't go and disseminate and they won't demand something from you, then you won't exist. Till then, you don't exist. You understand? The deficiencies, once they come and demand from you, they will build you. We see this here under the example of Ab and Galgalta.
What does it mean to give birth to a lower patsuf?
It's called giving birth from your own reshima that come from above, from Ein Sof. And by giving birth to it, you're not doing anything. You did what efforts, and but you had it all. It's not considered an effort. You did scrutiny is good. You had that. The lower patsuf, it's less than you. But later on, when it starts demanding from you, that's already deficiencies that you haven't scrutinized. And then that's what you have to work on, and that's all your gain. Yes. That's why it says that I learned a lot from my teachers, more from my friends, and even more from my students, that they demand from below from you. That is what you learn from, and that's how you grow. Yes.
So until they don't ask, it doesn't mean that they're lowers?
Of course not. There's no lower one and upper one if one doesn't demand from the other. Yes.
How does the upper one awaken the lower one to ask?
By coming to him and promising and teaching all kinds of. He brings all kinds of preparations for him to demand. That's all our work in dissemination, that they will demand. That'll push us to demand from above. That's how it's all built. Okay, let's continue.
Adam 41. Similarly, once Partsuf Ab expanded in Rosh and Guf, and there was the bitush of Or Makif on the Masach of Guf de Ab, which is Masach de Bchina Gimel, the third Bchina. This bitush cancels and annuls the Reshimo de Aviut of the last Bchina in the Masach, which is Bchina Gimel, the third Bchina. It turns out that during the ascension of the Masach to the Pe de Rosh and its inclusion in the Zivug de Haka'a, the beating occurred only on a viut of Bechina Bet, the second Bechina that remained in that Masach, since Bechina Gimel has disappeared from it. Hence, it elicits only 10 Sefirot at the level of Bina, called Havayat de Sag de Ak, or Partsuf Sag, lacking Zeranpin and Malchut in Kelim, and Chaya in Yechida in Lights. Similarly, when this Partsuf Sag expanded in Rosh and Guf, there was the Bitush of Or Makif in its Masach de Guf, which is Masach of Bechina Bet, the second Bechina. This Bitush cancels and annuls the last Bechina of Aviut in the Masach, Bechina Bet, the second Bechina, leaving only the Reshimot de Aviut coarseness from Bechina Aleph, the first Bechina and above in the Masach. Hence, during the ascension of the Masach to the Pe de Rosh and the inclusion in the Zivug de Haka'a there, the beating occurred only on the Masach of Bechina Aleph, the first Bechina, that remained in the Masach, since Bechina Bet had already disappeared from it. For this reason, it elicits only 10 Sefirot at the level of Tiferet, called the level of Zeranpin, lacking Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in the Kelim, and Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida in the lights, etc. Similarly.
What is not clear? I'll go through this first. Galgalta, Zivug Daka in the Rosh, look at the drawing. Zivug Daka in the Rosh, the light expands to the Tabul, where it can expand in order to bestow. That's called the inner light, or the Ta'amim, the flavors. There's Bitush Pnimi and Makif in the Tabul, the inner light and surrounding light. Beat here on the Masach, and it purifies, in a sense, all the way back to the place it came from, to Be'derosh. It loses its Reshimo while being purified. That's called Nekudot. It loses Aviyut from Dalet to Gimel. Descends to Gimel of Aviyut, that is less than Dalet. This is Dalet, this is Gimel. And does another Zivug Daka, and by that light expands in these desires of Gimel Daviyut, and from that it builds the level of Ab. It purifies the Reshimo of Prina Bet of Aviyut, goes down to the level of Bet of Aviyut, and does another Zivug Daka and expands to Partzuf Sag, that's Kohan. And again, the Bitush Pnimu Makif is purified to Prina Aleph. There's a Zivug on Prina Aleph, that's Ma'elion, purifies another Zivug on Shorosh, and that is Bon. These are the five Partzufim. Five Partzufim of Ak, Adam Kadmon. There's a lot of details, but is this understood or not? Yes, Marek.
About Bitush Pnim and Makif, what is that process which really makes the Partzuf purify?
It can't remain here in the point of the Bitush, because in this it didn't attain anything. It can't stand against the temptations. Let's say this, it received Opnimi. It's very, very pleasant that he is doing a favor to the host by receiving in order to bestow, and even more he has from the surrounding light, which he can't receive. And then he feels, because he only received the part, the opening me, he feels as how huge the old Makif is. Because the entire circle, there's only a thin line. And then he sees that he didn't do anything. And it forces him to purify.
The surrounding light, what does it bring him?
It says that all the pleasures that are on the table, you have to eat them. I prepared it for you and you want it. So eat it. The Om Makif is against that, you have this empty place from Tabul till the Siyum, the end.
But the Partzuf is already working with the Masach, meaning it knows that it can only receive in order to bestow.
Yeah. And it can receive in order to bestow what's in the surrounding light, and that's why it's purified. It can't stand on that point, because those two lights, they beat on him and demand an advancement. And he has nowhere to advance in this moment but to just let go of the Kabbalah, the receiving in order to bestow that he has.
So why do we have such a process?
Because he sees that he supposedly went on the wrong path, because he is now clogged. He has nowhere else to receive. He received a bit in orders to bestow, and that was it. It's like, let's say you came to me, I prepared everything, and you went to the market, I bought everything, I prepared everything, I organized everything on the table. Really, I prepared these platters, and this is getting warm and this is getting cold according to, you know, I put candles, I did everything. And you come and you say, I don't want to eat, I don't feel like it. Maybe, you know what, I see there's like some parsley. I'll take a leaf. And that's it. And I prepared all of this from one end to the other of the table. And then when you eat that parsley, in order to bestow, you see that you gave me a bit of contentment. But then you discover how much sorrow you're bringing me that you're not eating everything. Before you took a bite, you didn't feel that sorrow. You weren't in contact with these flavors in order to bestow. And now you see, oh, I can bestow so much. He will be able to enjoy from me. He'll be happy by me doing this for him. How do you discover that? From the inner light. And look what other opportunities I have here. And I can't. So, you run away. You're split inside in a way that you must run away. It's things that are very cruel. It's very sharp. Yes.
So the whole purification of all the patsufim in all their coarseness, still born, that brings them to a point.
Yes. After all these patsufim are purified, there's no more masach. You've actualized it, and you have nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. You're supposedly you can't do anything, but there's a patsuf you'll talk about later. There's the patsuf of Bina, which is special, that she can start connecting with the Malchut. And then comes in Tzumbet, the second restriction, and all those parts of work between Bina and Malchut that allows them to connect the Malchut. Because the whole question is about the Malchut. Above, you fulfill that desire. The desire you have here, right? This desire one. This is fulfilled. But what about this desire, the main one, desire two? That is the infinite desire. And through Bina, we can correct it. That's it. And let's go to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
Rise to a new degree. You and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go. Desert into my new